From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Andrew, what brings you to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life?
I have a friend that I think nobody wants to be friends with.
Oh, damn. You wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I got a best friend that I've known for around 10 years. For the past few, since around COVID, his attitude has changed to being negative and kind of argumentative at times. He's still a great person with a kind heart, but his negativity makes our other friends and new people I meet not want to be around him or invite him anywhere. And when he brings it up to me, I don't know what to say because everyone tells me not to say anything to him and I don't want to hurt his feelings. When you say negative, like what do you mean by that?
Yes. So I guess a prime example would be I recently got him a position at my work. And after quite a bit of time, we got permanent, and it's kind of an exciting moment. And everyone, there was a bunch of us that got it, and we were all pretty excited for each other. And he just kind of wouldn't show excitement. He would kind of make comments that, oh, it took a while when we're all trying to cheer him up and get him in like in a better mood. Also, too, we would video game and all. If there's kind of like we would all kind of just game for fun and have fun with it, but he would kind of take it a little bit more seriously and it kind of just brings down everyone else's mood.
So when you say he changed, what do you think was the reason for the change?
I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with COVID or if he's maybe gone through something.
Have you asked him?
I have, and he doesn't really bring it up a lot. Like, he doesn't really talk about it or much to begin with.
Have you said to him straight up, like, hey, I've noticed this change in you. Here are some examples, right? Outside of gaming and outside of work. Like, are there other things? You said that your friends don't even want to invite him out. Like, what does the conversation turn into when he's around? Like, when it's all fun and happy, like, what does he change it to in order for the convo to be negative?
Yeah, so he's very opinionated, and he kind of has a personality that goes against whatever you say. So like, just for example, you can say, oh, the sky's blue, and he'll be like, no, it's green. And he's very good with words to kind of convince you that it's green, and you kind of get frustrated because you know the answer is right and you know you're right, but he just has a way to kind of make you feel like you're wrong. And it's kind of constant to the point where I don't think people can handle that in long doses. So they kind of start to drift away and they'll tell me, and I try to tell them, you know, can you bring it up to him? Can you let him know that how you're feeling? And they'll just say to me, no, we're venting. We're just venting. We don't want to make it a big deal.
But you haven't had a convo with him at all. Like, to tell him all these things that you're telling us.
So I have briefly in the past, and he kind of brushes it off to make it seem like it's them, not him. He's very stubborn as well, and he doesn't see some of the issues that he causes. So there are some instances where he would kind of stir the pot, and me, like, I can handle a lot, I can deal with a lot, and a lot of people or some people can't. So when he kind of stirs the pot, people don't really like to give him a second chance.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, he sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
I was gonna say.
I think that you need to get it out of him. You need to sit down and have some sort of conversation. You sound like the sort of chief friend. You know what I mean? Like the closest contact to him. Because guys don't talk about things. And if he is struggling or going through something, chances are he's not going to bring it up and he's not going to want to talk to anybody about it. But unfortunately, that's how men wind up dead.
Right.
And when you choose to push somebody away instead of sort of getting to the bottom of what the change was and why it happened, that just leads to even more isolation, and it's not going to help fix anything. And isolation for somebody, especially men who are going through something, rarely ends well. And I think that you have to take that into consideration when talking about a sudden change in somebody, because like you said, you don't know if it was something that happened, and it may very well have been something that happened. And he may be relying on you and your friendship, and you just don't even know that. Like, you could be the thing that, you know, keeps him afloat. And so I think that when you go into this conversation with him, I think you have to go in with compassion as opposed to you're being an a-hole and nobody wants to hang out with you. Now, if it is the case that he's just decided to be an a-hole and nobody wants to hang out with him, then have that conversation too. But I don't think that you can just have these sort of parts of the dialogue. I think that you need to sit down with him and get to the bottom of things and just lay it all out and say, you know, and don't even talk about other people. Just talk about you. Don't make it like a pile-on, like there's a gang. Talk about your feelings towards him and how he makes you feel uncomfortable.
Right. I guess that's exactly what I was looking for, because I wasn't sure if the responsibility should go on me to kind of tell him, or if, because I'm trying to convince other people, if they're having that issue, they should kind of talk to him about it as well. But like you said, I'm kind of his, we'll say, I don't know, I'm pretty sure I'm one of his only friends. So yeah. I feel like that responsibility is kind of on me.
Yeah. And I think that you're well equipped to have that conversation with him. You just have to make it an environment where he feels comfortable to have it with you.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Does that help, Andrew?
That does help a lot. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I think I just needed like kind of like an outside second opinion.
Yeah. You got it, man. Buddy.
Thanks so much for reaching out, man.
I appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Hi, Tatiana. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. So you're living in Serbia now.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you used to be here in Canada?
Yes. So I moved to Canada when I was 15, and then 4 years ago, I returned back to Serbia.
Oh, okay. What is on your mind today, though?
How can I restart my husband's motor now that his mother is living with us? There's been no room.
Oh, damn.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We do. You wrote us simply, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. Ever since my mother-in-law moved in with us, my husband has been ignoring me sexually. This is a tough one. It's tough.
How long has it been since your mother-in-law moved in?
2 months.
And what was it like before she moved in?
Twice a day.
Oh,
damn.
Good for you.
And now it's maybe once a week.
Right.
Maybe twice.
Shut up. Go home. Hang up. We're done with you. Okay. There's nothing. You have to. Okay. Tatiana. Okay. You can't call us. You can't call us and say that my husband and I are now only having sex once a week and expect us to try and fix a problem that doesn't exist.
It exists. Yo,
she's
it's
used
a
it twice a day.
Yeah. Okay. That's a you problem. Like when you call us and say I need it twice a day, and now that my mother-in-law is living with us, we only do it once a week. That is like that's not a problem that needs fixing. People are going to ask. People are going to ask you, what's the secret to your success?
Once a week.
Yeah.
I would have been. I would be okay, like with twice a week. But it's not like not even that. Like it's been like cut down. Like if that was going like on slowly, like you know, like cut me off like once a day, or you know what I mean. Like, but then it's like drastically.
You
like,
know what I mean? Like, know what I mean?
No, yeah. I don't actually.
Okay. There's certain. Tatiana, there's certain things.
Oh my God, Mocha.
There's certain things in this conversation, okay, that you cannot say. And one of those things is, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Totally don't.
Well, I would expect that you know.
Okay, so how do you get the motor running? I don't know what the world is like over in Serbia, but can you send
totally
her?
Fine.
It's totally fine. Okay, so why don't you send her to a movie one night or something like that, or tell her to go for a walk?
I tried.
And what happened?
I tried, and then she returns.
She doesn't want to do it.
She comes back. No, she's like, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna go sleep over at my friend's house, and then she doesn't go.
Okay. Oh.
I try.
What does your husband say? Like, you've obviously had a conversation with him about all this.
He said, I'm nuts.
Oh.
It's a very normal thing to not want to be intimate or not you know, feel the sort of rush when your mother's around, right? Like, it's kind of weird. You don't want to get caught. You kind of become that kid again. She's walking around the house like she owns a place because she already did all the work and raised the kid. Like, all this stuff. It's just weird when your mother's around for any sort of prolonged period of time. And when you wind up doing things, you wind up having to do them quick, but like not in a fun quick way, but in like a weird quick way.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah. And then so even when it does happen, it's not that good. It's certainly not what you're used to, apparently.
Missed twice a day over here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I was, you know, what a, geez, can you rent like an Airbnb for the afternoon?
We kind of tried like to get away, but because we work during the day, right?
Yeah.
And my husband works 7 days a week.
Okay.
He works in the morning and then he works afternoon. So it's kind of like we try to get away like for the evening, but it's just not the same. Like, it's just not, it's like, it's always in our head. Like, she's always like there. I don't know how to explain it.
What about going for like a drive somewhere at night and pulling off to the side?
Do you know what the fine is here for that?
No, I don't actually.
I thought of that. Yeah. I thought
you
of
did.
That. Trust
okay.
me, I thought of that.
I don't know if you so much have a you know, getting your husband's motor running problem as you do. Because to me, it sounds like the way that things need to be for you, miss twice a day. This isn't something that is even remotely possible to do with the mother around. Like, this doesn't sound like it's a problem with your husband's sort of sex drive. This sounds like it's just a problem.
It
with
is
the,
because
with the,
it's.
But like,
sorry,
but like, can you not like? Do you think that you would be able to do this without her like hearing, walking in on like all of those things?
Maybe that's what he's scared of.
It's
maybe
not
he's
the
like,
problem
in
walking in on.
Yeah.
It's the problem hearing. It's hearing. The problem
gotcha.
Hearing, and then me looking like into her eyes after. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, it's not.
Like,
it's not like, you looking into her eyes. It's him looking
yeah,
into her
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah.
I would then. What have you had? Have you sat down woman to woman with the mother and said, "Hey, listen, you got two choices. You're going to hear some things or you can go for a walk."
I think I will have to.
Yeah. I think that I think that you should say, "Hey, listen, we're all grownups here and we all know how this stuff works. And we had this fantastic relationship. We love having you around. You're great. You're a laugh. We all get along. But there's parts of a marriage that need to remain part of this marriage. And we got to like take care of us." And taking care of us means a lot of different things, but the one thing that it absolutely means is that we need to get loud and we need to get loud often.
Twice
so
a day.
I don't know what you want. You want me to shoot you a text every now and then when just like leave.
Sure.
So you don't even have to say goodbye, like all of this stuff, right? Like try and figure out some sort of system. But I think that you're right now, your only play is to just is the brutal truth. I think that might be your only play. So your husband works 7 days a week and twice a day. Oh, Jesus. I get it. Like, you guys.
Morning and night. Thank you.
You are an inspiration, Tatiana, an inspiration. I say that you owe it to everybody else. I say that you owe it to everybody listening right now that is just so incredibly jealous. Okay. You owe it to them to sit that mother-in-law down and say, "This is how things are going to go."
I will do that. Thank
okay.
you guys so much.
All right.
Thank you. You made my day.
Jeez.
Twice a day.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
KISS 925.
Anthony, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good, man. How are you? Why are you here?
Good. Why do I keep getting stuck in the friend zone?
Oh, damn, Anthony. You wrote it says, "Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I've been single for pretty much my entire life, small relationships here and there, but nothing has ever stuck no matter how hard I've tried. I'm tired of getting ghosted after one or two dates, and I know how bad this sounds, but I'm honestly so sick of seeing all my friends so happy and in love. Everyone seems to want to be my friend, but no one wants to date me. How can I get past this?"
Damn.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Anthony?
I don't know, man. It's like I said, it's a weird thing. The dating seems obviously really, really weird.
Yeah.
Nowadays, but especially with, you know, the apps and everything. I don't know. It's just interesting trying to talk to people on the apps. You know, you meet someone, you go out for dinner, you try to do something, you wake up the next morning and they're gone.
So do you feel the reason is that when people get to know you, they don't want to continue? Or do you feel it's that because you're not good at playing the current dating game?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I've had friends tell me I'm too friendly sometimes. I've had friends tell me that, I play the nice guy all the time, but it's just who I am.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Have you ever asked anyone that you've been out with who maybe it didn't work out? Like,
never gotten a chance to, because I said, I get
like every single one of them is ghosted.
Pretty much, yeah. Huh. It's very, very rare that you get someone that gets to stay. Yeah. And I think, I would say there was maybe one time that I got just a little bit fed up because she said the same thing. I'm not really sure if she's into a relationship with me, but she'd love to stay friends. And I just flat out asked why.
Yeah. And what'd she say?
Never really got a direct answer to it. It was just, oh, that's just my feelings.
So when you get ghosted, is it ever at a moment where you're trying to take things to a next level or escalate the relationship? Or like, when are the situations where they dissolve? Are there any similarities in between different women that don't know each other ending the relationship at the same point?
It's been a little bit here and there. It's either you get ghosted on the first date, second date. The longest one was literally almost a month and a half, and I was like, let's talk more about actually being in a serious relationship. Mm-hmm. And I brought that up to her at dinner. Mm-hmm. Right, we went to dinner that night, and I brought it up, and she said, "Yeah, let's talk a little bit more tomorrow." Mm-hmm. Woke up the next morning and gone.
Oh, wow!
It was one of those like the worst part about it is like, because everybody has iPhones, so you see that chat bubble go from blue to green.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh god, not again.
Oh no.
Okay. So yeah. are you having sex with any of these women?
Some of them, yeah.
Okay. So they're like proper physical relationships. Like you guys are doing the whole thing.
They have been.
Yeah.
They
okay,
have
cool.
been, yeah.
Okay. Why does this keep happening to you? I don't know, I don't know what your options even are to meet people anymore. Like I think that.
It sounds like you're doing all the things.
The problem is that when you look at all the research and all the new data and all the studies, people, especially young men, and I'm not saying that you're young, you're 30. Right. When it comes to this kind of stuff, nobody's dating. Like, no, nobody is in a relationship. People don't have girlfriends anymore. Young guys don't have girlfriends anymore. It's not part of their life. The numbers are like staggering to how little young men are interested in having a girlfriend because apps are a new thing. It is just, they're there for you when you need them to hook up.
It's a game.
And that's it. And it's a game and it's about winning. And I think that for you, you can't try and play a game that requires you to win if you don't want to play that game. So I think you have to find I think you got to find a new way to meet people. That's the best place to start.
Have your friends ever tried to like introduce you to some of their friends? Yeah. And same thing, huh?
A lot of my the problem is my, I have a very nice friend group and I love them all, but they're all in relationships. So they all hang out with couples now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, so you're odd man out.
I am very much the odd man out. It's gotten to the point where I kind of even, that one of my friends let it slip that they're going on a couples vacation in a couple of months, end of March with pretty much everybody but me.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
That's
yep. Yeah. Oh, well. Jesus. The anybody you want to date wants to be your friends, and now your friends don't want to be your friends.
No, they want me. It's just, they.
I know.
They have
I know.
But
then
at the same time,
Anthony, do you want to be on like a super sick vacation and alone while all your couple friends are like hanging out?
No.
Right?
Exactly.
You don't want to do that to yourself.
That's, I see the point to that as well. That's why, right? I'm not angry about that.
Anthony, I would say you're playing the wrong game. I would say that get off the apps and really concentrate on finding other ways to meet someone, whether it's joining groups, whether it's making new friends, which is the most difficult thing in life to do when you're over the age of 30. But find people who have commonalities, find people who have similar interests and go find those people and put yourself in new situations. They're not going to come to you. You gotta go and make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right,
all the
brother.
Best, man.
Thanks. Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.